The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
During this legislative session, the state Senate is equally divided between Democrats and Republicans, but yesterday civil rights lawyer and Senator Henry Marsh was off attending the inauguration, and Republicans made their move.
The Democrats looked somewhere between confused and panicked.
That's Waldo Jaquith, founder of a website called Richmond Sunlight. He watched from the gallery as senators considered a bill that had been radically altered. What was once a routine bit of housekeeping had become a redrawing of Senate boundaries.
Instead of having 20 Democrats in the Senate, under these boundaries you might go down to 13 Democrats in the Senate.
And one Democrat, a longtime advocate of nonpartisan redistricting, could be out of a job.
Senator Cree Deese is going to have his district being combined with Republican Emmett Hanger's district in a way that makes it really quite conservative.
Deeds, who was his party's candidate for governor, said he was shocked.
They rammed it through on partisan votes. They limited debate. In my view, it was just the Republicans in the Senate saying, you know, to heck with transportation, to heck with the budget, to heck with education, to heck with public safety. The only thing that matters to us this year is redistricting.
The governor also expressed dismay, saying he didn't want anything to get in the way of support for his transportation and education proposals. Bob McDonnell said he had not seen the bill sponsored by Senator John Watkins of Powhatan, but did not rule out signing it. Any change to Virginia's district boundaries would require federal approval, and Deeds says Democrats will sue to stop the plan if it's approved by the House and signed by the governor. Now that Senator Marsh is back from Washington, Democrats could draft a bill to undo the Republicans' measure, but Jaquith says that's not likely to happen.
Well, would it ever get out of committee or subcommittee to even make it to the floor is the first challenge. And since Republicans control those committees, I'm not sure that it would.
Meanwhile, Deeds warns the move has done real damage to efforts at bipartisan government in Richmond. I'm Sandy Houseman.